This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It's almost inconceivably small, but nanotechnology is a big thing in 21st century science.
Nanotechnology is the control of matter on the size scale of 1 to 100 nanometers, which is 1/1,000,000,000th of a meter. For a long time, it was too small to see, but we've had a lot of, in the last 20 years, developments in electron microscopes that can now actually not only see those atoms and small particles, but pick them up and move them around.
Karen Frindell is a chemistry professor at Santa Rosa Junior College whose doctoral research involved actually creating a tiny new form of titanium oxide.
As a chemist, what I was interested in was taking a bunch of ingredients and putting it together, and something called self-assembly would happen, where these nanostructures would form. So the product at the end, you could look at it in an electron microscope, and it would have features that were about the size of 1 nanometer. And what I made personally was these thin films that had very tiny holes in them. So you could imagine using them as filters.
But when things that we know and understand in larger forms are made microscopic, Frindell explains, they sometimes begin to behave differently.
And in some cases, that's a really good thing because you can cause phenomena to happen or observe phenomena happening that would have never happened otherwise. But on the other hand, let's say you have this material that's a really good semiconductor, and all of a sudden you make it into a bunch of tiny particles. Maybe it's lost some of its conductivity.
In other cases, nanotechnology is developing new materials whose uses are still hypothetical or even yet to be discovered. One such newly created material is graphene.
It's similar to graphite that, you know, pencil lead is made out of, but it's a single sheet of graphite, one atom thick. It's probably the simplest form of graphite, but scientists apparently didn't think it was theoretically possible to make a single sheet of it because they thought that it would roll up, that it wouldn't be able to stay flat if it were just one atom thick. And everybody wants it because it's got these interesting properties of how it conducts electricity.
This sort of micro-innovation may sound like the stuff of science fiction, but Frindell points out that nano-compounds of numerous types have already become part of our everyday lives, not just in the technology of the batteries and screens of our cell phones, for instance, but even in clothing and cosmetics.
Things like sunscreen have always had really small particles in them. And now that it's much easier to make these small particles, they're putting more and more of them into those types of products because the smaller the particle, the better it can diffuse into your skin, for example, if it were a skin cream. Those little particles are showing up in all kinds of cosmetics, textiles, household things like doorknobs. You can coat them with these nanoparticles to be antibacterial. I've seen them in guitar strings, all kinds of different things.
Even, she says, in the fibers of sweat socks, where they can counter bacteria. So maybe it's not surprising to hear Frindell observe that, in this arena at least, science fiction and real science are often not that far apart. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.